Welcome back, guys, to this week's episode of Full Coverage. I'm your host.
Tyler Lee's the host.
Okay.
Tyler MUA. Tyler BTS.
No, Tyler Dub.
Tyler Dub. I'm your host, Tyler Dub. Mm-hmm. And here today we have
the Laura ethereal, Lee. Beautiful, the, stunning Laura Lee.
Thank you so much.
And me, Manny MUA.
No
and
adjectives.
And the beast. We have the beauty and the beast.
No.
So, you guys, I thought today's episode would be really, really fun. We thought that it would be really fun to do like a who knows me better, but me and Tyler, being that we've known Laura forever, but Tyler's the hubby and I'm the bestie. So we're like, who knows Laura better?
I don't like this game.
Why not?
And let me tell you why.
Because you're going to get
There's
in trouble.
There's no win for me here, right? So why like, not? Because if I lose to you, then I'm a shit husband.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I win,
I'm a shit.
You should have already known this anyway.
Of course, right.
So there's no win for me in this.
No, but I feel like if you win, it's like, oh, yeah, you're the husband. No shit, you win. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not.
But if you lose?
Yeah. So there's.
So you're in between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, exactly.
For well, me, I'm like.
We thank you for being here and playing.
We love
this.
Stop it. Give a kiss, and now you have a gloss on. And blend it in. Put that Lunar Beauty on.
Yeah, yeah. Some more.
I do have your lip on. It is Lunar Beauty.
I was really just kidding. But first, of course, we're going to start off with our peaks and our pits.
This is where it gets good.
Because
we have a cumulative peak.
We do, which is actually really cool, which we never really have.
We never really have.
A three-way pit?
We get a three-way peak. Imagine we have a three-way pit.
We have
had that. We have had that.
We've absolutely had that before.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity, and your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shall we start?
Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Started, Lorelei.
We went to the Chargers game, which is an NFL professional football league here in Los Angeles, and we sat VIP on the sideline.
It was
one
of the coolest things I've ever done.
Yeah,
definitely super cool.
I have a friend that works for the Chargers, and he hooked us up with suites, sideline suites. Shout out to the homie, Josh. I don't know if I should
say his name.
I can say his last name. Shout out to the homie, Josh. He really hooked us up. It was an amazing experience.
Josh, we love you.
I didn't know what to expect. He didn't really fill me in with too many details of like what we were doing. I just kind of like assumed, like he was like, oh, they're like really good suite seats. And I'm like, okay, so like these sound like they're on the sideline.
Yeah, like good. I thought the suites were like the ones that were like higher up that are like in the boxes.
There are suites up there too.
Got it.
But the influence, they have like a program where like, you know, celeb influencers, they let them in the suite, and like Josh runs marketing, he's like VP of marketing. And so he was able to help us facilitate it. They do for every game, like they allot a certain number, and like that's essentially how we got it. But something really cool about this adventure is this is in all of mine and Manny's friendship, this is the second guy I've ever met that he's talked to.
Oh, Laura's going right into it.
Explain. So
Laura's going right into it.
We invited Manny and gave Manny a plus one. So Manny brought someone with him.
Okay, so my peak was getting to bring was getting to bring the guy that I've been seeing to the game with me.
He's almost been seeing him close to a month now.
Yeah, I would say we're about a month in. We've done so much stuff in that month.
What kind of stuff?
Yeah, of course. That also adds to it as well. But we've hung out like maybe 10 times, I would say, in like a month. So I feel like we try to see each other like every like 3-4 days, a couple times a week. So with him and I, we've been talking, and I was like, would you want to go to the game? And I've only introduced Lauren Tyler to one other guy that I was seeing in 2018. This was so long ago, and we were together for like,
I don't even remember this,
6 months. We went to the Comedy Store.
You're gonna get in trouble with this because you don't be.
But no.
Stuff.
I didn't get to have a conversation with
the guy. No, because we were like kind of part of it.
You can't like be having conversations during like a comedy show.
Yeah, you can't talk
in the comedy show. Yeah.
So I'm not gonna lie though, I was really nervous to like introduce you guys because I was like, fuck, dude, like.
Okay, well, he was so cool.
But wait,
so
what were you nervous about?
I get nervous about the finalization of things.
Okay, like
I have this
like
weird,
I'm kind of like bringing you in, and I can't take this back.
I can't take it back. And for me, I'm such a, when it comes to boys, I'm such a like take it back person where I don't even talk about boys in the beginning because I don't want it to be too real in my mind. Where
commitment
I'm like,
issues?
Maybe.
I feel like we're tiptoeing a little.
We are. We're tiptoeing around. Commitment issues 100%. But the thing is, so for me, because when I was younger, I didn't have commitment issues at all. And I was so like gung-ho about guys. I got so hurt by so many guys that I like have hardened up in a weird way. So now it's like, I don't really talk about guys I'm seeing unless it's like being more serious or it's like more real.
I feel like this in my head has been much,
I would never talk to you about him if it wasn't, or
right,
introduce
serious
you guys
than the previous few that
last couple.
You know, it's just like things have been.
I've
weary.
Had some recent more flops.
Totally, total flops. I agree.
Flops for sure.
Total
which
flops.
I would just tell Laura about, but I never introduced them.
Too. Remember the guy in the shower?
All our podcast listeners are like, "Yeah, girl, we know."
Y'all like, fucking yeah, know. Girl. I had some fucking flops.
They
dude.
Know. They know.
Like, y'all know the
team.
The fucking
you.
Back hair.
Pulling the back hair one will live ever, and then the boat one.
The boat one.
The boat one. See that?
Those, when I pulled out, and
it
was chocolate.
And then the one who canceled when you were driving to LA. See, there are a few that like
few.
Really, not that you were trying to like date a lot
no,
of
but
those,
but there's doozies.
But there are still doozies.
Definitely doozies. So this guy I've been seeing has just been like honestly really great,
yeah.
And things are going really well. So I don't want to jinx anything, but
right.
I was able to bring him to the game, and he met Lauren Tyler, and
he was great.
They seem to have liked him a lot.
Yeah.
We loved him.
And what's cool is like, I feel like he was integrated easily. easily.
Very easily.
I was telling you guys this about it. I was like, I feel like that's like something special when someone can kind of come into a situation and just like blend and like flow easily in the conversation and like vibe.
I agree completely.
That's, I feel like that's really important to me. That's really important. It's like, I want to be like, go with the flow.
I agree completely.
But it was...
Well, what'd you guys think about the game though? That was fun, right?
But about the game.
The game. Tyler. The game went into overtime, mind
you. No, honestly, you guys, I was like, I was in it. Like, I was really getting cool. Fucking into it because it went into overtime because it was like, what, 13-13?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right? The thing ends. I'm like, oh my God, it's going to get crazy. And the Chargers end up winning, like...
In overtime.
In overtime.
Overtime.
Which I was shook.
That was a really good game.
It was actually really good.
And then after the game, they gave us these badges to put on, and then they let us go out on the field and like actually walk on the field. And that was like so cool. I've never done that, especially on an NFL field.
Right.
I feel like it was like low key, like a, in a weird way, like a once in a lifetime like opportunity.
I felt like that 100%.
And the suite was so cool. Like they fed us. There was, you have like a private
bathroom.
In the suite. Other influencers.
There were
Alicia.
Alicia was there.
That was so cool.
And it was cool because they had some previous Chargers players that came to watch the game in our suite. Just a really great mix of people.
The fact that Tyler knows all these names, I'm like, what?
I know. It's like, who is this? Oh, I got.
Do what's funny is
I got on the Megatron.
You did get on the Megatron.
The Jumbotron is what she means.
Megatron's Transformers.
Sean Merriman was sitting or standing in front of us.
Uh-huh.
Huge ass dude standing
massive.
And they showed him because they always show like, oh, our ex-players are at the game. And me and Laura just casually in the background.
Like,
Laura's applying lipstick.
I was back here. I was like, whee!
No, I was literally just trying to look cute for real.
No, of course
like,
you were. Of
I
course.
Was literally like, they got my good side too. This is my good side.
Thank God.
And that's the side that I was angled at. Well, that's what I was like. I was like
if it was the other side, it would have been beastly.
I would have might have gotten up and moved. I'm just kidding. I mean, not really, but they got my good side, so I was just trying to look cute back.
You're just
there.
Like.
They're like, boo.
No, and I saw. And I saw her the thinking she was like.
I was. Show them what I was doing.
She was like. Doing like the lore is.
I can't
like,
deny it. Like, I cannot deny any of this. That was me.
That was her with her long ass neck. Just like.
Like an ostrich out
like
there.
Like an emu. Just.
And I'm beside you, just happy to be there.
Yep. And I was next to.
I started clapping at one point because the crowd was like cheering for the football player.
Yes,
and
I
felt
cheering.
I too should involve myself in that. So I gave a little one of these.
I did too. Okay. I was clapping 100%. Because I saw, I was like in the corner of it and I was like, fuck, things, I'm just going to clap and go along with the vibes.
Yeah, this guy right here.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's a fucking legend.
He's a legend. But it was such a cool experience. Thank you, Ty, for hooking. Thank you, Josh. And
it was
Josh,
it was literally Tyler who made this happen, though, for us.
Yeah, he pulled some strings.
With your following. Thank you guys for following and being able to get these two.
So thank you guys
on the
for
field.
This
Well,
game.
We share the experience as much as we can through our Instagram.
On our stories. So we did.
You guys probably saw it.
It was wild, though. It really was. I've never been that close.
It was
like,
a Monday night football game, too, which is like, those are a different vibe. Anyway,
and like it iconic. Went into overtime, so it was like also a really good game. Cool game.
It
was really
also
cool.
Like really to me, like what I thought was really cool about it is that the Chargers were San Diego's team when I lived in San Diego. Now I'm here, they're LA's team.
They're LA's
so you're
team.
A Charger fan, right?
If there's any
bolt up,
any
bolt up
team that I would ever be a fan of, it'd be the Chargers. When
okay.
It came to like any
that
kind
makes
of team.
Sense.
And I played on the Broncos when I played football. So like they're versus the Broncos. So I was like, how funny that it's like Chargers and Broncos, which were like the only two teams I ever knew about
football.
Growing up.
That's really cool. All coming together.
And they
together.
Played together. It was
He's
meant to be.
He's not talking about he played on the professional team, guys. He's
just to
about,
clear that
just
up
clear
because
that
I know
team,
some people might
some
be
Some people
confused.
Are going to be like, I did not know Manny was in the NFL. And I want to clarify, the team he was on was also called the Broncos.
The
I was an outside linebacker
you're gonna get
in
a,
the NFL. I am from Denver.
Who is this man?
I've actually lived many lives. No, but I was an outside linebacker when I played like Little League. That's baseball.
You did like
tackle, Pop Warner. I played Pop Warner.
Football.
Yeah. I did that for 2 years. It was the worst thing of my life. I was forced. By my parents, and you guys are. I hope you guys are listening and watching. It was trauma. No, I'm just kidding. But they're very much like they're gonna be like you're gonna you're gonna play a sport, you're gonna figure it out, you have to find the sport. I did like pretty good. It wasn't bad. I just didn't like doing it. Yeah. I'd always pretend I was hurt.
You didn't like tackling the boys?
No, I didn't. I was like, I don't wanna get tackled. Like, I don't wanna get hit.
You're like, oh what no, I got
maybe that wasn't like the sport for you.
It wasn't. So then when I found volleyball, that was my sport, and I was stuck with that one. But football, I was like, this is just like not my vibe. They wanted me to be able to like learn what it's like to be on a team. Like, they wanted me to do that by team sport. Hated doing it.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I'll find a sport.
Yeah. I was like, I'll find a
sport. I played at that age as well. And I was always undersized. I didn't like hit a growth spurt until like my senior year.
He was tiny.
So it was tough for me. But
were you getting tackled all the time?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
No, you were like a little peanut.
I was little, yeah. I was probably the smallest guy on the team.
I didn't. I did not play football.
For some reason, hearing that makes me want to like just hug you and I feel like so
bad. I played. What's the football that they would play?
Paper football.
No, homecoming.
Oh, like the flags.
Yes.
Where the boys will cheer. As cheerleaders.
And the girls play football. Wait, that's a thing? That's what our high school does every year for the seniors.
Oh, we've never done.
Like you swap places.
Got it.
And the guys are cheerleaders, and the girls go play flag football.
Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. It's called something.
I forgot the name.
Anyways, of course I participated and I played football.
And you were and you did good.
I did great. Because we were just chasing each other down, pulling flags off each other.
Did you guys pull your titties out?
Never. Nah, we were in school.
Oh, you're right. You're in school. Jesus. I wonder if you thinking college for some reason.
They wouldn't do it in college. Manny, what college did you go to?
I did go to a party school.
He went to OnlyFans.
I did.
OnlyFans U.
No, but I went to SDSU, and it is notorious, a huge party school.
Where's that at? In San Diego?
San Diego. Mm-hmm. Mm. Huge party school, though.
Do they like, pull massive. Their tits out when they play football there?
I don't know if they did, but it's very much like, they called it STDSU.
Oh, shit.
So it was such a like sexualized Dang. School. That's like what it was known for. It's like literally like everyone getting STDs because everyone
Manny's
just partied that hard.
The tea out here on this full cover.
Like at least this was like 10 years ago, though.
I do.
So
like
it was a little wild, if you will.
All right, so we're moving on to the peak.
Okay, no, right? The pits.
Sorry.
You're
the,
sick.
That was the peak. Game a pit for
Dude. Wow.
The pits.
Wait, what was my pit?
What's our pits?
I remember mine. You want me to go first?
Go first, Tyler.
I don't remember yours.
Did I tell us one? Or I don't did remember. I not?
I think you did. I think you need to think while I'm talking.
You're right. You know what? You didn't even
Are
see
you
it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm almost positive.
Yeah. God dang. Okay.
Okay, so my pit is, I'm starting a meal plan, and it's been a struggle for me. So I usually have this like weird cycle where for some reason I like to eat healthy during like the wintertime, and then I kind of do what I want during like the summertime, like kind of fall out of it
so
during
you.
Like spring. Yeah. So I'm like struggling to get back
to get
on
back
it right
into
now.
It though.
Yeah,
I feel like people do the opposite. I feel like they let
yeah,
loose.
Yeah, I don't
the
know
holidays.
What I'm thinking.
Maybe it's because you know that that's like the normal. Like usually, because like during the holidays, you tend to plump up more because you're just eating constantly.
Uh-huh. It's hard.
So it's like internally, you're like, oh, let me switch it because during the summer it. I'm more active.
Yeah,
you know.
So yeah, because like I'm more out and about. Like exactly. it'd be harder. Things. Yeah, but it's been a struggle getting back on it. I will say that because I'm like,
is it like? Did you already order the food? Like it's coming
yeah,
to you?
Yeah, and it's like pre-portioned, and that's what I struggle with is portions.
Like you want
like
more.
If you put a plate in front of me, it doesn't matter how big it is. I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Got
like
it.
My brain just tells me to do that.
Yeah.
Like there's no like full
that's
level
with
me.
A very southern thing
until
too,
like,
though.
Yeah, probably.
Part of me thinks
like
that.
I don't hit the full until like maybe 30 minutes to an hour after a meal. And then I'm like, oh my God, I ate too much. So yeah, like portion control is like a big thing for me. Like I will blow up if I don't portion control myself.
Like a little blimp.
So I've been like, yeah, like a little blimp. So the past like
a little floating blimp.
2 to 3 months, I have not, maybe even longer. It was like 3 to 4 months. I have not been on a meal plan. I haven't been quite as bad, but I need to get back on it. So
or like what you could always do is like incorporate it like sprinkle it into like
yeah
the
I like to do
meals.
Like I like to do like 80-20, so like 80% of the time, so like about 5 days out of the week I try to stick to my meal plans, and then the other two
the weekends
I'll kind of just do what I want. Yeah, so like Monday through Friday I'll try to stick to my meal plans,
and it's like Monday or not Monday, it's like breakfast, lunch, dinner, meal plans.
I feel like we actually cook more on the weekends because we have a little more extra time.
Yes,
whereas during the week it's always events and we're always gone and we're really busy, and then during the weekends we use that time to chill out a little bit, so we cook way more on the weekend.
That makes a lot more sense. I feel like that's so hard. Like I feel like I did the meal plan thing for a little bit, and it's so like in the beginning it's like cool because it's like, oh dang, we always get all these meals, everything's so easy, it's available. But then like I get kind of tired of the same meals.
Yeah.
Because it's already like pre-made, like, and they send you the thing, right. So it's like, fuck, dude, I don't want to eat this steak.
And that's why I kind of get burnt out on it. Like, I'm good for like maybe like 2 to 3 months, and then I'll get like really burnt out.
Like, I can't do it.
But what I did do in the past was I switched to a different company
every time.
Like different like meals and stuff like
that. So a new month, a new company.
Yeah, there you go.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow. I know, I did Freshly for a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe you should try Freshly. I did X Factor. Yeah. It for so long.
Probably
you
could some like different stuff.
I did X Factor.
Yeah.
I steal some of his meals occasionally. She does,
yeah. Yeah. Especially if it's like a meal that's there, I would take it to him. Yeah.
No, Ty's so sweet. Anytime I'm hungry, he'll pull all of his meals out on the counter and lay them out. And then he'll go, okay, this one's this. Do you want it? And I'm like, I don't want that. He's like, ooh, tacos. You would like the tacos. And I'm like, yeah, I want that one.
Pull all the beans out of the tacos. Oh, yeah. And then,
with a toothpick.
I'm telling you, he's a good husband.
Acts of service.
It is. It is.
Very sweet love language.
I love it. I love that. Yeah, he knows I get hangry and turn to an asshole. Oh,
absolutely.
Laura cannot think straight when she's hungry.
I'm kind of the same.
Yeah.
It's bad. Like I know that my mom will be like, have you eaten yet?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
she knows you're fussy. Yeah. She knows you're fussy. That's me.
That's Laura.
I begin fussy.
At first I'll be like, what? And then, oh, okay.
And you're like, oh, she's hungry.
She's hungry.
She's hungry.
You'll be like confused as fuck. Be like,
why is she a psychopath?
Like, what's going on right now?
You're like, oh my gosh, she didn't eat.
She hasn't had a taco yet.
And sometimes I don't realize that I'm starved.
Yes, because you forget.
I'm famished.
Uh-huh. And then you eat and you're like, hey, baby.
I am.
Literally.
Every time I come creeping around, I'm like, hey, how you doing?
How y'all doing? Literally, you come around the corner like,
that is me.
Hey. Hey, y'all.
How y'all doing?
After, I got that too, though.
After I ripped everyone's head off,
and you, ripped everyone's new asshole. Yeah, I'm the same.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
What's your pit, Mr. My pit Manuel?
Tying to, I guess, my peak, because the guy I'm seeing is actually going out of town for a little bit.
Okay.
He's back out of town for a few months.
That's a bummer. He's going away for a few months.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were having this conversation before the podcast, but I feel like that's healthy, like, in a relationship, because you get a chance to miss someone.
Mm-hmm.
This is like Tyler's theory on this.
Yes,
this is
he'll get a chance to miss you and be like, oh, wow, like, I really miss this guy. I really do like this guy, you know?
No, and I agree. And I think that part of me is like, sees that end of it, and then part of me is like, damn, we're so like fresh into like this dating thing that it's like, is it too soon for like such a long, like,
you
he'll be gone a long break.
Yeah, right.
When you think of it like that, it's like I would have been talking for a less amount of time than he's been gone.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, for me, I'm like, fuck, dude, like, that's hard. Like, I struggle with that because I do like that personal connection. And like, when I was talking to that guy that lived on the east side, I like stopped talking to him because I was like, dude, like, the distance is too much for me.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like he wasn't like nearly as caring either as this guy is.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's like, I guess that's just my pit in the way of like not being able to readily go hang out and stuff like that, which kind of sucks.
That does suck.
You know, especially in the beginning, you're like, fuck, I want to see
you
more often.
But if you like miss him a ton and really like him, that's kind of your answer to where this relationship's going. Mm-hmm. Whereas you're like, I'm over him, gonna quit talking to him.
Right.
That's also an answer.
Yeah, totally.
Because I feel like, you know, if you saw him some during it too, it helps split up the not seeing him for so long as well.
Totally.
So it's good things.
Well, what's your pit, sister?
This pit is actually a shocker for you guys, but this Saturday, Alabama.
Oh my God! How is that not my pit? I've blocked this out.
It's because you blacked out.
I have blocked
Alabama
this out of my life.
Officially lost to Tennessee, the Vols, in college football.
They're called the Vols.
They're called the Volunteers.
Volunteers.
The Vols.
Well, that's what they call themselves. The Vols. The Vols. Technically, V O L S is what they call themselves.
I'm not ready to talk about.
So Tennessee's been doing pretty good this year, but Alabama's like always like
the best.
They're either number one or number two, floating around there.
Got it. Okay.
Right. So they're always doing really good. And honestly, Tennessee hasn't beat us. And I think like,
it was, I think 15
so
years.
It was 15 the, years. So it was the upset of the decade.
It was the upset of the decade because they haven't beat us in 15 years. And every team that plays Alabama definitely gives it their all because it's like the goal to beat Alabama. And get this. So in college football, what do you call it? Like something people always do. The thing to do if you beat Alabama, you storm the field.
Right.
Yep, because it's such a big win.
Yes.
And they storm the field and they tear down the field goal post. That's the tradition. You storm the field, you tear down the, you destroy your own hometown field. That's the theory.
Basically. You destroy
I
the
don't
post?
Understand. Yes, they literally
they tear the
like,
goal post down.
Like the prong. They,
everybody they jumps down on it and rips it down.
So they beat us like a few every that team suck. Every team that storms the field usually tears down the goal post, but
that's part of it.
They beat us like I forget how many years ago in like a really close game and they tore down the goal post, got it out of the stadium and threw it into the river. Because there's a river right by their
that's
stadium.
How wild they went.
So
when
they did
us.
That again.
They threw it,
this
into,
Saturday.
The,
threw it
yes,
into the river.
They tore it down. All the people carried the goalpost to the river and threw it in the river. And now the school. If it,
was it a close game at least?
Very close. They won by a field goal.
Oh.
They won by one field goal
with
kick.
With no time. Like with they no kicked time. The field goal with,
no
with
time
like 3 seconds on
and
the clock.
And they made the field goal. So they won the game.
So you screamed.
Yeah.
Tyler was devastated.
Yes. I will say, you know, if we're talking about records, we got a record that game for the most penalties ever. So
we fucked up essentially. We did bad. Sorry, we beat ourselves. Yeah. We beat ourselves in that game.
I don't want to give an excuse, but
I think Tennessee fans deserve a win. And I'm going to be honest. I've told Tyler this many, many times. I'm an Alabama fan to the day I die. But at the end of the day, when you constantly have the best draft picks, you're constantly going to win. So we're kind of in a cycle here,
right,
where as long as we have Nick Saban, we're always going to be winning. And it kind of seems like every game I watch with Alabama is a fucking blowout. And it's not as interesting.
I'll take a blowout any day.
But see, I won't.
I get stressed over Alabama.
I do too. I get stressed, but I would rather watch a good game. I mean, then
good
a blowout.
Games are fun. Hindsight, when you win.
When you win, they're fun.
I
when you
get
lose,
disinterested when it's a constant
you
blowout, yes. You know? It's like, come on.
So.
But anyways, that's my pit. I mean,
that was my pit too. I take my pit back, and I'm saying that's my pit as well.
I hate that we lost, but I'm also happy for Tennessee because I like Tennessee and I like Georgia. Georgia's my second favorite football team, Bulldogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my number two.
Georgia, Florida.
I'm always rooting for Georgia, and that's because that was my mom's second favorite football team, and so I kind of like took after her because we would always cheer for Georgia when they were playing, unless they're playing Alabama. Of course, I'll pull for Alabama because they're
like
my number
one.
One
of those teams, especially not Tennessee.
Why? Because they got us in trouble a long time ago?
It's just a rivalry.
It is a rivalry.
Oh,
Tennessee
is that why makes it harder?
It's
because
it's a rivalry.
But I feel
like for me, my rivalry is more Auburn and LSU.
Like
those
are. That's why I feel
Auburn's our number one.
Tennessee hasn't been good for a while.
That's true. And like LSU and Auburn give us a hard time, whereas Tennessee, honestly,
it's like blowouts usually.
Just know if we see them again in the SEC championship game, we're gonna kick their ass.
Is that what we're
going
to
do? Honestly, there is a possibility because we kind of lost by all of our penalties and our mistakes. So if we just fix our errors, there's a grand chance that we could kick
win.
Their ass. And there is a chance.
I love the way you guys talk about how you say we and it's not them.
It's we.
Oh, no, it's we.
It's very we.
I'm on the
college
field.
Football is we.
Other football teams can be we, but Alabama football is us.
It's we.
We are family.
Like, you guys are like, okay, well, we're going to win.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're going to win.
We are a team.
Not like they're going to win. It's we're going to win.
Alabama fan base. There are people who, like, know college football, and they aren't even Alabama fans, and they're like, I want to go to Alabama game so bad. I want to go to Bryant-Denny Stadium because it's such a different
I know nothing
experience.
About football, and I want to go to it.
Yeah, see,
with
it's
you,
like.
With you guys,
you
of course.
Iron Bowl? I'm trying to convince her to go
He's
to
He's trying
Iron
to get me
year.
To go to Iron Bowl, guys.
And where is that?
It's in T-Town. You wouldn't have fun at all. You wouldn't like it.
Why would he not have fun?
It's not his atmosphere.
What's a T-Town?
Tuscaloosa, where our stadium is, up north Alabama.
Oh. Why wouldn't I have
fun? Saying you wouldn't have fun? I have no idea.
It's just not your crowd.
It's not my
like,
vibe.
Like, it's not your vibe. Like, to get drunk and, like, party and then watch football and, like, scream like a wild animal at people.
Right, right.
Like, that's not your vibe.
Specifically, that's not my specific vibe.
Exactly. And that's what we do.
Of course you fucking would.
And see, I know that.
Of course.
And I would have fun.
Yeah.
But I know things that you love.
But that's also your guys' vibe.
And I know things that aren't your vibe. And that's why I say that.
Yes. So, I would rather go to Puerto Vallarta with gay people.
See? Okay. See,
like that.
That's your
more
vibe.
My vibe.
Yeah.
When it comes to like football or gay clubs, probably doing the gay clubs.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
Shocker.
That is a shocker, actually.
Shocker, I know, but I would think I would rather do that. I'd rather do a paint and sip where we sit down and paint.
Now, those are a lot of fun.
Those are so fun.
Have you done one of those?
Yes. We've done them with you.
Several
with the
times.
Both of you.
Mm-hmm.
How did yours turn out?
How dare you? Beautiful. Better than yours.
I remember this now because he started shit with
he
me.
He started shit, yeah, I
the
remember.
The whole time. Wow. Just like
I love doing
shit.
Paint sips. It's like one
me
of my favorite
too.
Things to do.
Me
I still
too.
Have the when painting at the soon. House unless we throw them away when we clean out the house.
I probably threw away at both bars.
Might have.
You know I don't like clutter.
And I don't like clutter.
I don't like clutter, but it is a fun experience. Okay.
Speaking of competition, should we get to this?
Oh, no.
Guys, remember to go light on Tyler because he's not a shitty husband either way.
And I'm not a shitty best friend if I have no things either.
That's true. You're not
okay,
a shitty
best friend. Okay, but before we start this, guys, we're going to go to a quick little break.
Thank you, Tyler, for remembering that.
And we'll be
that.
Right no back after
we
this.
We love you. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
All right, guys, and we are back to see who knows me better. So I'm going to ask a series of questions. Mm-hmm. They're going to write on their whiteboards as well, speaking to the speaker, their answers. And I'm going to write my answer down on this notepad because we don't have 3 whiteboards, just so I can't change my answer. Yeah. And I have like a firm answer.
And you have to pull
answer.
Like this and write it.
Exactly.
That's how I can't see.
Oh, Manny's already starting with competition. They're both very competitive. Cheat. So the loser has to post a glorifying post about
the other.
And I want him feed.
It's a post. It is a post. No, I don't know how, but it is a post. Okay, cool. I will say what a great husband you are.
Wow.
Okay, that's great.
And I'll say what a great best friend you are. You thought I was going to say something mean, but I didn't.
I did. I was actually expecting that. So I'm very shocked. First question.
Wait, we have to know that. Oh, you're already writing here.
I'm just writing a heart so far.
I'm scared too.
Because the thing is, I am also like not good on my feet, like quick.
Well, you better sometimes. Get quick, honey.
So like, I'll know the answer, but I just won't be able to remember even though I have it in me.
All right. I think you know? Some of these you
favorite
guys.
Color.
Don't forget to tally your points, by the way.
I will tally my points.
You need to put a little okay,
on the bottom. Yep. A little okay. T okay. And a little M.
All right, guys. First question is, who is?
How many are we answering?
Oh, my God.
Let me see how many I got right now.
That's the question. Should we do 10?
Should we do 10?
10. I like 10 is fair. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Damn.
So we can do 12.
Let's do 12. So that's 13. Actually, just keep it 13 because one will be
all in. Oh, you're right. So it's perfect.
Let's keep it at 13. That's perfect.
Who is my favorite country music singer?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I specifically played
you
the song.
You did say it. You did.
And say the name of the singer on our Montana trip. That's why I put this one in there.
The problem is that I don't know literally anything about country anything. Fuck.
Excuses are like assholes. Everyone has one and they all stink.
Fuck, dude, I don't know anything about country people, so I'm going to just go ahead and put a random one I have. And I'm just putting Georgia Florida Line, even though it's not them, but you did talk about them in the trip.
Alan Jackson.
Fuck, I know that's it. That's the one.
That's the one.
Fuck!
The
you know what's funny? I was thinking of a name that wasn't Alan, but it was very similar.
By the way, I can prove that that's the answer.
She wrote down
just
Alan Jackson.
So I didn't.
I would have never known Alan Jackson.
You should have because I told you it on the trip. And hey, that Manny. Was 2 days ago.
Hey, I forgot Manny. Their name, his name.
I wouldn't have put it in here if I didn't just tell you.
Hey, Manny, suck it.
I am not good with names.
Okay, I have, let me write down my answer for the next one.
Sick. That makes you can ride down the same time as us.
That's true.
That's very true.
I'll do that.
Speed things along.
Okay, so for the next one, I have two answers, and if you get either the two,
then we're good.
I'm just like, what are you doing? Yeah, I'm just like trying to have vision, and it's like right there.
This isn't the answer.
Oh, I thought you had
that
the
says
answer.
Alan Jackson.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know.
I was making sure. I'm like, what are you turning over? Because my answer's on this side. I was like, don't tell
him. I thought you had your answer face up.
This says Alan Jackson. Okay. So okay. I have two answers. If you get either, you get a point. Wow, doesn't matter which one.
So this one. All right, let's go.
What is my favorite color? I have two favorite colors that I really
like.
What
if I get both?
No, you get 1 point. I'm just helping you guys out because I do have two.
Okay, I'm just writing this down. I put nude beige.
Green.
Black or green? Which technically,
let's go.
Yeah, he got it.
I'm gonna kill myself.
She does like these colors, though. I'll give you that.
This is more of like a vibe. I get it. I understand.
All right.
You know what's funny though? Is like I don't think I've ever asked you one time what is your favorite color.
Oop.
Not once.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
Okay.
Best friends, you say? Best friends?
Tyler.
Okay.
I'll fucking kill you right now.
God, look how these
guys act.
Write down the answer at the same time as us.
Okay. So for my next question is, what is the one thing that I have to add to my water?
I know this for, in my bones.
I told you I got some in there.
There's some, okay, so we have some logs, thank God. Lemon.
Lemon juice.
Lemon juice. That's it.
Lemon. I have lemon technically. I wrote it the exact same.
But she doesn't put lemon in her water though. She puts lemon
juice. She puts lemon. When she asked for lemons at restaurants.
Lemon juice is lemon.
But she asked for lemons at restaurants. She doesn't ask for lemon juice. Mm.
Shut up. I got it right.
You're right.
You guys are so crazy.
Us fighting over like over Laura. I'm like at the house though, she does do the lemon like
juice.
All
right, my next one. I have two answers as well, so you could get either.
Another double.
And you're a winner.
Double doozy.
That makes it even easier for you guys if I have two.
Uh-huh.
What is my favorite fast food restaurant?
Okay, this is my real guess. This is the one I feel like I know of the most. This is my truest form. Where I'm like this, I feel like I see you here all the time. Chick-fil-A
or Taco Bell?
Yay! There you go. I should have added the second one too.
I was gonna add Taco Bell as well.
Would you guys know that the second one or like another one would be Taco Bell?
Yes.
I was thinking it was
either Taco Bell.
She likes McDonald's.
No, you know what? No, it was Taco Bell.
Well, here's the thing about McDonald's: it's always more convenient.
Always.
You know McDonald's what I mean? Is emergency for her.
It is. It's like emergency food.
Emergency.
But she's happy with
it. I'm marking them off so I can. Okay.
So we can continue the list.
Yes. Okay. What year?
I'm not good with dates.
What
help,
year?
Help.
18.
No. You son of a bitch. Hey,
1732.
What year did I start my YouTube channel?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Tyler stumped.
Okay. I'm writing this one down. This is what I feel in my
bones.
I
told you I have an even amount of questions that would stump both of you and that would easily be for both of you.
Okay, I feel like I'm correct on this.
Okay.
2013.
2011. 2013. Yep. I see. I told you I got both in there.
Did you peek?
No, I didn't. I just know.
I wrote it tiny
as well. I know my bestie
well.
Like that.
I wrote it tiny. Wait, as
I
well.
I know my bestie like that.
Shut up.
No, do you know why I know it though? Because I started 1 year after Laura and I started in 2014.
So he was able to do deductive reasoning. But the thing is, you know about me is that you know that you started 1 year after me.
Exactly. How many times?
That's how I know it.
I forgot to keep up with my points.
Three.
He's keeping
so I think
up.
I have.
He has
have
one above you.
I have two above you.
No, you have one.
I got
just missed that one.
Two. I got green and I got Alan Jackson.
And you did have two above me until I just got that one and you didn't.
Oh, you're keeping mine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you keep mine too. I'll just let you take care of that. See, because I would have been wrong
me
already.
Adding points.
I already thought I was too up on you.
This lying ass bitch. Me adding points just.
All right.
Okay, next. Guys. What was the car that I drove before I had my Porsche? I drove a car before my Porsche. You knew me. You knew me pretty darn well before I had it.
Wait,
I got my Porsche after you got your i8.
And this was your car.
This was my car that I drove, that I owned. I drove it all the way from Alabama.
Mm.
I don't remember. In 2017, I got my Porsche.
I'm not sure if this is right, but I'm just going to write it down. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not good with cars. A Hyundai.
Red Honda Accord.
It was a Honda Accord. Close. But it wasn't a Hyundai.
I got the color, too. It was either a Honda. So I get 2 points.
Or a Hyundai. You knew it started with an H.
And the fact that I got it off by a little bit.
You were close.
I'm going to go ahead and run
off this cliff. Yeah, it sucks to be you.
You had a white Honda Accord with a little moon sticker in the back corner of it.
Wow.
Honda Civic. The
very close.
Oh,
she
got it. It's that, like, it's been so close, just like mine.
Do you remember that
Honda
car?
Yes.
I love that. I know
it
well.
And also, my baby brother has it now.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he drives
Honda Civic.
Does he still have the moon sticker on the back?
He put another sticker on it. Yeah. Because the thing is, it wasn't just a moon sticker. It was a Sailor Moon sticker.
Oh, yeah. He definitely did that.
It was like a silhouette of Sailor Moon. He's like, baby.
It's got to go.
I'm going to put a fish.
It's got to go.
So that's what he did.
I gave my brother my car as well.
We're
God
so
only knows
We're
what
so
he did
cute.
With that car.
God only knows. God only knows.
That's actually a good question. You should ask him.
I don't want to know.
The Honda? You gave him the Honda?
I don't want to know because I love that car so much and I worked so hard to pay for
There's
that
no
car.
Way he still has it.
I don't want to know what he did with it.
You should. I'm asking your sister.
Don't ask. Don't
even
ask.
Don't even do
I
it.
Wanna,
tell you.
I don't want to know.
Don't even do it.
I don't want to know.
I do that.
Let it lie.
Do you know what's weird though? I don't remember ever seeing you in the red car.
That's so weird.
Not one time.
I had it for a long time because I didn't get my other car until
remember I got mine in 2017.
That's what year I got mine, but it was after you. It was still after you.
I know, but it's so strange.
It was
that
a bit after you.
Yeah,
but I had my other car.
Oh,
well,
you know what?
Then
I got mine in 2016.
You had to get yours in 16 because mine would even park.
It's a 2016.
I kept mine at my apartment. Mm-hmm. I had my red Honda still at my apartment.
Oh, yeah,
the apartment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe that's why, because I never saw your car because you're in the apartment.
Maybe.
Because when I was like, how have I never seen your car?
Yeah,
but it was because it was already
parked underground parking.
Whereas
you
now,
it though.
I see your car outside all the
time. You remember it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay,
this one's a good one.
How much am I beating you by?
Two.
Not bad.
Yeah, 3 to 5.
It was 3. Okay.
You're stupid.
What is my number one all-time favorite foundation?
Concealer. Knew it was going to be a makeup one.
I have to do teeter-totter back with you guys.
I agree.
Like, I have to, you know, go back and forth.
I couldn't agree more. And I do have the answer.
You're going to be shocked that I know the answer.
You're going to know, aren't you?
NARS stick.
Hourglass Vanish stick.
Dang it. I knew it was a stick.
Hourglass Vanish stick. You're
I knew
close.
It was a stick.
Okay, that's impressive.
Tyler, I'm honestly impressed.
That's really
like,
impressive.
Like, the fact that you knew it was a stick in
my
the first place.
My husband knows that my favorite foundation is stick.
What can I say?
That's impressive. And
you were close, though. You were close.
You were getting all built up like you're a horrible husband. He's out here calling out my foundation.
Literally, a stick foundation.
Like,
you were so close.
I'm going to be known as a bad husband.
And you're winning.
Don't.
Beach.
All right, this next one is easy, but I, again, threw some easy ones
we
in
had
there.
Some, we had some lobs. We need some. You know that.
What is my all-time favorite drink?
Really?
I will not be writing this
really?
Down. Because the internet knows this as well. Say it at home with us.
And we're on a count of three, we're going to turn and say
it. If you get it wrong,
it.
You will be asked to leave
all
three, the podcast.
All three of us are going to say it out loud at the count of three.
One,
two, three.
Dr. Pepper! I'm like, sweet
Dr.
tea!
How can you? I put Dr. Pepper, zero.
And you get
Dr.
0
Pepper,
points for that.
Zero.
You get negative
you get
points.
Zero calories.
If you miss that one.
She likes
one,
all the calories, baby. All I want the sugar,
all
every, the calories.
Honey, every calorie, every sugar.
I don't
molecule.
Drink it for health.
Uh-huh. You drink it for
if I was going to do that, I just drink my water.
Yeah, exactly. Your lemon water.
Okay, so this next one is a fun one.
Oh.
I know. There could be multiple answers to this one, and that's okay. I'm not going to write down all my answers on this one, but. Name one item on my bucket list that I have not done yet.
That you haven't done?
And I listed these on Instagram just the other day on my IG story.
I
you both watched my story.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like 5 items I'd say off the top of my head I could rattle off right now that are like for sure certain bucket list items I want to do. And I've said them multiple times to both of you. I've had conversations.
I have one.
Okay. I have one. Go to Italy.
Visit all 50 states.
Y'all nailed it. Yep. Whitewater rafting, surfing is on there too. Mm-hmm. So any of those would work.
Surfing. We've never tried surfing at all?
Not at all.
Got it, okay.
Paddle boarding, sure, but not actual surfing.
It's different.
So I want to go to Italy.
Have you tried surfing?
I want to see all 50 states.
What?
Have you tried surfing?
I have not, but I'm...
You're from San Diego. That should be a sin.
Kind of should
Yeah, but
be.
You but you know that I'm also like not a ocean girly.
Yeah.
And I'm scared of open water. So there's that. And sharks.
All right. Well, Shark this manners. Next one's easy, but what's my favorite football team?
Well, don't mind if I do.
I threw some easy ones in there too.
Alabama. Hashtag Roll Tide.
Correct, though.
Puts point and a half for me.
You're really
I'm pushing
for
it, though. I'm definitely pushing it. Alabama, hashtag Roll Tide.
Okay, wait, guys. We only have two more.
That's it.
That's it.
And am I beating you by one or
these
two?
Are fun. These are fun.
Like, how much am I beating you by?
One.
You could win if I get these next two wrong and you get the next two right.
One of them, you guys... You both could get these next two wrong.
Okay.
They're medium. They're not hard, but they're not like handled.
What would you say was a hard one of the questions you've asked?
My past car.
That was a hard one for me.
I would say that one, and I would say...
That one got me good.
I don't know.
That one gooped me.
You guys could have fucked up on the fast food, too, and the bucket list thing. You guys could have messed that one up,
too. Yeah, but we're iconic and legendary.
That's true. And we know you so well.
And we love you so much. We love you so well.
Wow. Yeah. This episode's really...
This episode's all about Laura.
It's really making me...
And how much you love
you. Make you feel special.
I have one hobby that I love specifically, and I'm going to write it down, and you have to get this hobby.
Oh,
what's my favorite hobby?
Favorite hobby? Gosh, you have so many.
I feel like this is like your main in my mind.
Okay.
Truly, like your main. This is the one I've known you for as long as I've known you. This has to be the one for me, for you.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
A terrible handwriting.
Going to the beach.
I put beach walking.
Beach walking, going to the beach.
Oh, I think I might win that one.
We both get it. Going to the beach.
Mine was very specific, though. Remember lemon juice?
So no, I get it then, because I gave you that shit.
Yeah.
I gave you that. So we both got it. Going to the beach.
I'm impressed. Okay.
Does it at all make you feel like kind of special that we
does
know
it? It does make me feel very special, and I didn't anticipate that in this episode, but here we are.
But here you are feeling like a little angel.
Y'all both be getting everything wrong, honestly. So I'm like, well, I guess they know me better than I thought.
So shit. I'm up by one with only one question left, so yes. I can't lose.
Yes.
So it could be a tie. It could be a tie.
Okay, guys, for our finale, I guess you call it.
All right, we ready?
I make desserts, and I make a lot of different things. What is my favorite dessert that I make? I have two that are my favorite, so you could answer either
that
two.
That you personally like to eat.
And then I make. I make them, and I like to eat them. I make a lot of different desserts, but
so
there
you have
are two
that you're mains
that I like to eat myself a lot. Like I make them for myself.
Like you're like, yes,
should we write
it.
Them both down?
No, you can write one.
What happens if I write both down?
Then that's fine, I guess. Maybe he's rolling his eyes.
This is stupid. You still get 1 point for it. Regardless.
You do. You still get 1 point.
Okay, I'm gonna put. Ready? Are we doing it? Are we doing it? Banana pudding,
chocolate pudding, and cookies. That you like eating yourself.
That you make and eat.
That you make and eat yourself. I got them wrong.
My chocolate brownies and banana pudding. Oh, you put chocolate pudding.
You put chocolate pudding.
I put pudding.
He mixed it.
Wait, I put chocolate pudding.
Are not the
it's
same.
It's banana pudding.
It's banana pudding.
And brownies.
That you like eating?
And making.
I like eating my brownies. Okay. What'd you put?
I literally. She makes
okay. It's
she
true.
Makes
this
chocolate.
Is true,
she makes
though.
Cookies like at least once a week.
True. True.
And she loves eating chocolate pudding.
He's actually both correct on both.
Uh-huh. So, and brownie mix.
But she didn't write that down.
Too.
So we tied.
We tied.
Wait. Do we want to do a tiebreaker?
Even though technically I got it right.
You didn't though.
Kyle,
I
gotta
okay.
think of a tough.
She doesn't
one
know
for
herself, man. I know her better
she's
than she knows
wrong.
Herself.
There's times out when you really. Or like Tyler, what I do? Like literally, you have to ask him
what's my peak.
Happen. What's my peak? What's my peak?
Or sometimes like we'll get food and I'll be like, well, I like this tie.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I like this food before I try it. All right, let me think of a tiebreaker.
So think of a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Make sure it's a doozy.
I kind of want it to be a doozy, so that way both of you would have a hard time with it.
And so we each have 9 points. Lucky.
I was going to put banana pudding, but like you barely ever make it.
Because it's
a lot.
But I
know that's her thing. It's a lot to make.
It is my thing.
It's my favorite thing that she makes.
But she's like, what's my thing that I make and I love? And I'm like, it's banana pudding. That's like, you literally have an article about it on you. Like,
we do. I was in a magazine
for it. You're a magazine for it. Like, that's how I knew that.
Sure.
And brownie
mix. Do you want to know what's so fucking crazy about that article? Mm. So get this. So that article came out in a magazine that's like, anyways, they just did like a page on me and my banana pudding write up.
Uh-huh.
Get this. My sister's laying in bed in prison reading that magazine.
You're fucking
lying.
She
flips the page and sees her face. Fucking sister right there as she's like
the
there.
Juxtaposition of that.
She literally called me so fast and was like, what the
I would literally scream.
Yeah, how cool. How cool is that? I'm That's like, so hi, cool. Coming to visit you, sis.
Literally, in spirit, in print.
I know, I thought that was really cool.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool? That.
That's like so, like, that's like magical in a weird
way. Yeah, it really is.
Like, it really is. Like, she probably felt like, oh, my sister's here with me in a way, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's really cool.
All right, so the tiebreaker is going to be kind of a random one, so I feel like you guys would equally have knowledge on this or not.
Uh-huh.
Are you guys... Hold that up to the camera. All right. Mm. Well, my question is, what is my jean size? What's the number? What is the size of jeans that I wear?
One second.
Ty has to erase Manny Sucks off of his board really quick to get it in there.
Mm.
What size jeans do I wear?
What size jeans do you wear?
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is the only way I can be really like, random.
That what if I'm like wrong on this? You're gonna be angry.
Don't hate us if we get this wrong.
Hold on, I didn't think about this.
You didn't think strongly about this.
I didn't
Ready?
Think
yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Two.
Correct. 26, wow. Which equals out to be a 2.
I was going to put a 0.
Nope.
All right, we have to just do another like tiebreaker.
I was at 0 in high school, but no longer a 0.
We have to do another tiebreaker.
Oh, shit.
Yes, we do.
Oh, man.
We both got it.
I didn't think you both would get that one. Damn, you guys are pretty good.
We know you so well. All right, the bra way... size.
All right.
No, okay, I can't do that. I can't. No. Now I'm fully lost. I'm like, okay.
I know them suckers.
Okay, I got one.
I've seen them, though. I've seen them. They're nice.
Both of you have been involved in this equally, God. So hopefully you should know this. What is the name of the last book I just finished reading? See, look at them both. Look at them both. They're both panicking. I talked to them both about this book. I have told them both the name of this book, and I've told them both what this book is about. I've done both with both of you.
I can give you a synopsis
on
it.
Nope.
I can give you a synopsis.
I want to
give you a synopsis,
but
the name?
You can give me the author of the book, or you can give me the name of the book. The book is super viral, too.
It is.
What if I give you a character's name out of the book?
Nope.
Fuck.
Could you give me a character?
I don't know. I just have flower. Something of flower.
I don't know.
All right, I'll think of another one.
Or the top of it.
What was it called?
On it.
It ends with us. By Colleen Hoover.
See, I would have.
Where the fuck did flowers come from then?
Because the cover of the book has lilies all over it.
Okay. I was like, how do I see flowers?
Idiot.
Okay.
Okay, well, I got flowers. You put a question mark, you loser.
Okay, let me think.
That was way too hard.
It wasn't.
That was like, now a synopsis, I got you.
The reason it wasn't
you.
Hard, because I've told you both about this book.
But yeah, but story, you don't tell us the name of the
I
book
do
all
tell
the time.
You like, both.
You said, I'm reading a book.
No.
And then you told me what happened.
You probably said the book title to us one time.
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember.
It's viral. The book is
not
all
to me,
up and down the internet.
I see funny shit.
I see book
My FYP is funny shit.
I see book
and Marvel and anime.
Okay, wait. What is my favorite Marvel movie? That was a good one.
That is a good one.
Babe, you should know. I tell you it on the time.
Okay. You. I got it. I don't know if this is correct, but this is my one that I'm assuming the most.
Okay.
As a Marvel dork myself.
Okay.
As a Marvel dorky, ready? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Thor Ragnarok.
No, Guardians of the Galaxy.
I did not know that one, guys. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me for being a terrible
Woo!
Husband.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Okay, guys. So the rule is, if Ty doesn't post Manny when this episode comes out, I want full harassment on Tyler's page.
I will.
You will. You're not getting you in really feed, will. Sir. I'm getting in feed.
Sir.
It could be a photo of us three, but it is the caption's about me.
Yep.
No, yep. Captions about me. It could be a photo of just us two.
You should have known Guardians of the Galaxy.
A Photoshop of us. A photo of us three with Laura. There's options.
There are.
Cheated. I'm giving you options.
I feel
cheated in what way exactly? You didn't know her favorite Marvel
pudding.
Movie? You sick,
babe,
sick
you fuck. Pudding.
You should have known that one. I'm sorry.
Honestly, I feel you because that is too one of my favorite desserts, but the other two are also like just as much infamous, I feel, as the
oh, she said just chocolate. As much, so it's like level.
Well, no, I no. didn't write those interesting. Down. So.
Interesting.
What's written down is the law.
That's the law. That's the law.
And so what is written down has been the law.
Oh! Come
I know. Here, honey, I know. It's okay, here. Honey bunny.
Stressed.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. It's okay.
It's okay. Imagine he put like some crazy size for the waist.
See, that's this is why I was telling you this is a dangerous
thing.
See,
that
was
a little spooky for me too. I said, I wrote something down. I said, I also don't know a lot about like women's sizing. Yeah.
What you guys could have said the double number, the measurement that was, or the actual size, I would have accepted either.
Got it. See, I would have never known.
Because I'm a 26 or two.
See, I would have not known. I would have,
if I'm a 34.
I don't know. I don't know, but that is a number. I don't know what it is, but it is a number.
Like a 10?
Because you know how they do sizes? They'll do like the double digit, and then in women's they also have like 0, 1, or they really don't have one. It's even numbers.
You should have done bra size, and I would have beat him.
What is my bra size?
34C, baby.
Ooh, that's because he just filled out a questionnaire.
Questionnaire, I said that to her, and she said yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Laura's never told me her breast size before.
It never came up in conversation.
Or her, like, bra size. Like,
did she tell you her waist size?
Yeah, how'd you know that?
I don't know.
Lucky guess.
I looked at you and I said, that's skinny bitch.
Oh,
that's a 2.
No.
That's a 2 right there. So look at that gorgeous little 2.
I should have said, where's my shirt from today?
Cup She.
I would have said Menom.
I would have said Cup She.
Great. You would have lost that one.
I
would have
lost again.
And I would have gotten it again.
Yeah, you would have gotten it. You would have gotten it. All right, guys. Well, that's this week's episode.
What's the name of Laura's collaboration with SheGlam, The Shades?
I know this. All right, so that's today's episode. We make sure to rate, subscribe, and comment. We'll see you guys next week.
We love you guys.
We love you. Bye.
Later.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.